Well,
I'm back, Slowpoke. You just took too doggone long to turn that thing over. What's the matter? Can't you get your little fingers in there or something? I think maybe I should have used the other tape I got here. Well, I didn't tell you that. I got the tape you made the 20th. I got it yesterday. I started to use it since it was a bigger one and since I was going to tape Sunday. Tape everything on the big one and wait till Sunday where I can use the little tape since I might run out of something to say. I guess it really won't make that much difference. If I got more, well, I can wait till Sunday to say it. And again, after I said that so fast, why, I don't know whether I'll even finish this sometimes, I'll get thinking. Some of the pictures I got was some of their homes. We stopped on the road to take some pictures of ox carts, which I had already taken one before and sent you, but I got two or three. They sit down on these ox carts, but the ones you'll see were these kids that was driving were standing up. They come up and seen we had the camera, so these people like to have their picture taken. So he stood up real big and tall and stopped the ox cart so I could take their picture. And when they started moving on again, well, I got a couple of more shots, I guess it was, of them. And we, about 10 miles down the road from them, decided to stop and take a picture of a home. As soon as we stopped the truck, well, we had these kids and come running out, so I got pictures of them out in front of their home. They got the siren on here, and every once in a while coming up through there, why, we'd blow the siren. It's a not regular siren like we have there at home. It's a new siren that the Air Force has come out with. It's more of a whelper. That's what it's called, and it just whelp, whelp, whelp. And we'll go through a village and hit that whelper real loud, and you see all the windows open and people come out to the doors. Just look and wave. Everyone that knows how to say hello, well, they all got to wave and yell, hello, hello, hello. That's the only thing they know is hello. So we yell hello back to them. They all think that's real funny. And we got pictures of rice fields and some of the huts. I don't know whether that's their home or not, but you'll see little huts out in the middle of these rice fields. I guess when they work in the fields, they stay there all night and start in early in the morning. And I got some of them right in the rice fields. It's what they do. They're just now planting their rice. But about a month ago, I guess it was, they went out and planted three or four patties. And it comes up in these three or four real thick. And they let that grow till it gets about a foot high. And they go in and pull it all up in bunches and take it out to all their other fields. They've got acres and acres of them. And they plant this stuff about a foot apart, each little rice. So that's why they use the three or four patties, depends on how large of area they have to go, to get it started. And they take special care in keeping it watered and fertilized and everything. And they'll transplant it out into their other fields. I don't know how long that takes them. The way they was going, it looks like it'd take them until the rice and the others would be all ready to harvest before they ever got done. That one Sunday that we went downtown here and took pictures of the temple, then we got on bicycles after we ate, rode down the road, take some more pictures of a different temple and see what else we could see. Why, we seen these green places out in the rice paddies. It was all bare except for these three or four paddies. One of the guys asked me if I knew what it was. I told him I didn't know, and till I happened to see this time, making this trip, what it was there. So when I got back, I let him know what those little green patches were for. So even though he didn't get to go and find out, at least he still learned something from my trip there. We went by a lot of places that we could have got a lot more pictures, that maybe we was going too fast down the highway before we spotted it and was right beside it, and before we could get stopped, why, we was already past it and we didn't want to turn around. Seen this one Buddhist statue. It must have been 70 foot in the air, and he must have been 150 foot or better around. I don't know exactly how big. I wish now that I'd got a picture of that. Then again, I didn't know how it would come out because it was sitting way back up in the hills there. But it might have come out all right. That was the only big statue like that that we seen. Ever since I've been over here, I've been hearing about this dam that the Germans was over here helping the Thais build. I guess it's going to be for electricity purpose, because I've seen these big high power lines from all the way south while we made our turnoff coming north. So we went up there to see what was going on up there. I hadn't seen no Germans there, but I've seen millions of Thais working on the dam, which I've got a few pictures of that. And I also got some pictures of the sign telling what it was and who's all working on the dam. Well, honey, I'm getting ready to run out of tape here, so I better close it out and make another one Sunday. I want to say I love you very, very, very much and miss you very, very, very much. And I send you jillions and jillions of kisses to the most beautiful, wonderful, sweetest girl in all the world. And I love you with all my heart. And I hope I get McCoy too, darling. I don't believe I have any sweat at all.